Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. He is good all the time. And we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Are you really worshiping him in spirit and truth? Do you know how to worship him in spirit and truth? We say things that a lot of times we don't really understand. We say things because we've heard other people say things. But the Word of God says we ought to worship him in spirit and in truth. You want to see a breakthrough? Worship God in spirit and in truth. You want to experience some miracles? Worship God in spirit and in truth. You want to experience a healing? Worship God in spirit and in truth. Spirit and in truth. My blessed sisters and brothers. That's what the Word of God tells us to do. Many of us are going to churches and we're not worshiping God in spirit and truth. Many of us are under pastors, archbishops, bishops, chief apostles, elders, cardinals, popes. We're not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. We thank you, God, for blessing us and giving us an opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning, PhD. We must learn how to worship him in spirit and truth. It's very important, my sisters and brothers. You need to talk with your pastors, your overseers, to learn how to worship God in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah. We welcome you to the Power Hour Prayer, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer, and the Prayer and Praise Chapel, Sam Ann Institute of Higher Learning. We welcome you, along with our Chancellor of Global Bible University. Yes, this is your Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, the overseer for the School of Counseling. God is good. God is good, and God is in the blessing business. He told us to go ye and teach all nations. Thank you, God. The church is a filling station. Thank God for the church, the temples, the mosque. Thank God. We go there and we get our gas, fill up, then we go. Amen. Glory be to God. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Go ye. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to recognize our sponsors, Shanita Kelly, Sampson Realtors. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, our praying, anointed woman of God. Shanita Kelly of Sampson Realtors. Again, you can give her a call at 443-854-0977. If you're serious about purchasing or selling the home that you're now in, or purchasing your second, third, fourth, or fifth home. She wanted to be a blessing and not a burden. If you're serious about making that purchase, she will assist you, let you know what grants are available, get your finances in order. Yes, you got to get your financial house in order, amen, and get your spiritual house in order. Pray about it. Pray about it. And pray about it. Thank you, Lord. Gibbs, you need to call a call at Sampson Realtors at 443-854-0977. Recognize Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines, located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. David Gaines is our master electrician. Thank you, Dr. David, for sharing your gifts and your talents. Master electrician also has a barber on the premises. 443-449-3631. 443-449-3631. Truly a man of God. Operated according to CDC guidelines. 2103 North Charles Street, Dr. David Gaines. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Master Electrician, Natural Hairstyles, okay? We thank God for you sharing your fruits and vegetables and baked goods with us, Dr. David Gaines. If you desire baked goods and fresh fruits and vegetables, you have to call him on Monday or Tuesday and let him know that you desire some baked goods and fresh fruits and vegetables. Give Dr. David Gaines a call. They're free, but you have to pick them up. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, located 2103 North Charles Street, again in the blessed city of Baltimore. Thank you, Dr. David Gaines, man of God, truly a praying man of God, teaching and preaching the word of God. He believed and know about the power of prayer. Thank God Dr. David Gaines has a testimony, a walking miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing, Dr. David Gaines. Glory, hallelujah. God is able. Yes, he is. Thank God for the family tree, there for you to help raising up your children, facilitating groups at home, virtually, or in person. The family tree is there for you if you stand in need of respite care. You have an emergency, you need to go to the hairdresser, you need to go to the barbershop, dentist, doctor's appointments, job interviews, shopping, or if you just need a break, the family tree is there for you. Parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, foster parents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents. The family tree is available for you. The service is free. Respite service is free at the family tree at 2108 North Charles Street, but you need to give them a call at 410-889-2300. Let them know that you like to be a part of the Parents Plus program for the respite service. You have to complete an application, and you'll have your children in the midst of professional individuals. Amen. Safe environment. Do not leave your children home alone. This service is free. 410-889-2300. Give the family tree a call today. I believe they open around 10 a.m. Let them know you would like to be a part of their Parents Plus program, or if you want to be a part of their groups, need information. Help raising children. Help raising families up. Sometimes we need a little bit of help. Some of us are court-ordered. And it's free. And the reason why I say this is because in some states you have to court ordered and then you got to pay to get this service. But thank God in the state of Maryland it's free. Okay. We know about being court ordered. You got to do what you got to do to keep your children in your home. Glory be to God. You can take the classes without even being court ordered. Call 410-889-2300. The family tree is there for you if you need to take a class, want to be part of the family tree family. Give them a call. Let them know exactly where the classes are being held, virtually, conference call, or in person. Again, the family tree is located 2108 North Charles Street in Baltimore, Maryland. And those of you that are living in other states, yes, it's available to you, 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 all over the world. We thank God for the family tree. God is truly good. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't need this information, share it with someone else for Jesus. Glory be to God. Also, we have Movable Feasts. Movable Feasts is a program that also has food available to you. If you need more information, you can give them a call at 410-327-3420. This program is designed for seniors that stand in need of food in their homes, not able to prepare your own food. So if you know of a senior that's in their home, homebound, can't prepare their own foods, tell them or you give them a call for them, 410-327-20, and select option one, Movable Feasts for homebound seniors, those who are disabled. Let them know about Movable Feasts available to serve food to you in your home. 410-327-3420 and select option one. We thank God for the blessings God is blessing us with. We're truly blessed. Yes, we are. We are truly, truly blessed. God is on the throne and God is in charge, my sisters, my brothers. I want you to know that this morning. God has blessings in store for you. And information is power. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Those that are seeking jobs, there are jobs available for you all over the world. Yes, all over the world. There's openings for you. You know someone is standing in need of a job? I'm telling you, we can make the information available to you. Plenty of jobs everywhere. All types of jobs. Nobody should be unemployed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God for making a way out of no way. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. I want to commend and congratulate those that graduated yesterday from the Department of Aging, Diabetes Education Class. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We want to congratulate you for graduating yesterday. 6-week program, and you completed it. Isn't God good? Department of Aging has classes available to you, you, and you. And we thank God for Baltimore City Department of Aging. Education for you to help you become good self-managers. And you have to complete at least 4 classes out of the 6 to receive a certificate. We thank the members of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, Prayer and Praise Chapel, who have completed these sessions. And they're free. Isn't that awesome? They're free to you. Glory, hallelujah. We minister to the total person, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And we thank God for Jesus. Information is power, but you got to have the right information. And God wants us to keep our temples holy, my sisters and my brothers. Your temple is a body of God. And God wants us to keep our temples holy. Amen. Take care of your temple. Eat the right foods. Get the rest that you need. If you're on medication, take your medication as prescribed and pray over your medication that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. And pray for healing, total healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. It's not church as usual. Amen. Glory be to God. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry ministers to the total person. Whatever you stand in need of, God's got it. Hallelujah. God's got it. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Whatever that you stand in need of, God's got it. And he'll make a way out of no way. We're here for you. Faith without works is dead. And we believe in the power of prayer. And we're going to feed you spiritually and physically. We're here for you, my sisters and brothers. We thank God that we have the information that you need. We have the resources that you need. We minister to the total person. Hallelujah. We have a clothes closet, food closet, food kitchen. Whatever that you need, we're here to help you. We minister to the total person. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've helped individuals to prevent eviction. Yes, we have. Stayed in their homes. Kept their homes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're not just talking. We're providing. We're helping you. Amen. And that's what it's all about. Helping and supporting the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with the resources to help God's people. We thank you, God. We thank you. Again, this is the Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Please send me your prayer requests. Press your beautiful prayer rug. Thank all of you for writing and sharing your praise reports. Sister Jill, thank God for that blessed praise report. Sister Burdetta, Washington, thank you for your praise report. Thank you, Pastor Tammy Caesar, for your praise report. Dr. Ron Green, thank you for your praise report. Shanita Kelly, thank you for your praise report. God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Mother Annie Green, for your praise report. Tensely for you. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. Linda Bennett, Harry Bennett, and your family, we are praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. Walk into your future, my sisters and brothers. Forget about the past. The past is the past. We can't erase it, but God can forgive you. Repent of your sins. The Word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. That's the Word of God. God is not like man. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. We are praying for families that God will restore and bring families together. We're praying, glory, hallelujah, for the Henry family in the loss of their beloved mother, sister, cousin, aunt, grandmother, the Lewis Henry's family. We're praying for you. We know it's not easy, but God is able. Hallelujah, Minister Sharon. We're praying for your nephew. God knows him by name, and God is able. We're praying for your family in its entirety, 24/7. Glory, hallelujah. Minister Barbara Duffy, we're praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praying for the entire Duffy family. God is able, and God is a on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come. We think he should come, but he's always on time. And the Word of God tells us the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to pray to you on a daily basis. The Word of God tells us, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will what? Heal the land. He's going to hear your prayer. He's going to hear your prayer from heaven. Then he will heal the land. If my people, Christians, born again, saved, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And I believe his word. God's time is not our time. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. And you can depend on God. I can depend on God. I can trust God. I believe him. I take him at his word. There is a time for everything. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time for everything. Whether you like it or not, there is a time for everything. Read the word. My God, my God, my God. We all want the good times. Uh-huh. We all want the good times. But the Word of God says there's a time for everything. And he knows exactly what he's doing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare to follow and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that come at noonday. 1,000, watch out, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. This is the word of God. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Thank you, Jesus. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Glory, hallelujah. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the word of God for the people of God. And God's word is already blessed. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear, and stop thy way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verse 1 through 3. The word of God is what's keeping us. My sisters and brothers, the word of God is what's blessing us. The word of God is what's saving us. The word of God is what's protecting us. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, because of the workers of iniquity. Let me go over that again. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Satan, you're a liar and you're a deceiver. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the designs of thine heart. Watch out. To commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. For he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment at the noonday. Rest. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit. And underline that word in your Bibles. They shall inherit the earth. I know you got computers and tablets and cell phones. Underline that word in the Word of God. Highlight it. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, watch out, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord, glory, hallelujah, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and slay such as the upright in conversation. The sword, their sword, watch out, their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken, watch out. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little the righteous man has better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Nobody but God upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance, shall be what? Forever. And forever means forever, my sisters and my brothers. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you woke us up this morning and started on our way. Our hearts are beating. We are breathing this morning. Someone may be on a ventilator. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Someone may be on oxygen, Father God. Touch their lungs right now, Father God, and allow them to breathe freely. Thank you, Jesus. Touch someone's heart. Recreate that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Regulate that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Regulate that mind, Father. Regulate that mind in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Regulate that mind. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. That dear one that's confused in their home, in the hospital, in assisted living facility, in a nursing home, behind prison bars, walking the streets all night long. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against mental illness, paranoid schizophrenic, bipolar condition. We come against those disorders right now in the name of Jesus. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Regulate that mind right now, Father God. That dear one is confused, don't know which direction to go in. We pray that they'll cry out to you, the almighty living God, that they'll yield to you and that they'll surrender to you, total surrender to the almighty living God. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Touch that mind right now. Father, forgive them. They know not what they say. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Regulate that mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. No more dementia. No more Alzheimer's. We cast it back to the pits of hell. Let it disintegrate, never to return. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch someone's mother's mind, grandmother's mind, aunt, uncle, niece or nephew, granddaddy. Touch their minds right now, Father God.
Regulate that mind, Father God. The individuals are walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction they're going, Father God, that are sleeping under tents outside. Touch their mind right now, that they'll have a mind stayed on thee. A mind, Father God, to seek the help that they need and surrender. Pull them out from under those tents outside, Father God. Touch their minds. Let them focus and surrender to you, that you lead them in the right direction, to let them know that they're children, men and women of God. You don't want them living outside in the cold, in the heat, under tents, under bridges. You didn't make us to live like that. And Father God, we pray for every homeless individual that's out in the streets right now. Lift them up. Prop them up. Touch their mind. Give them a desire, a godly life. Touch their hearts and their spirits and their souls. Criminals that are walking out there, running from the law. Father God, touch their hearts right now and their spirits, that they'll surrender to you. Trouble their minds and their spirits, that they will surrender to the Almighty God first, then to the law. Touch that individual that may have a gun that want to fire that weapon at someone. Innocent victims. Knives, Father God. Touch them right now. Take away those guns and their knives, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Take away the desire in their spirit. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. We come against that spirit of murdering people right now. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cast it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Let it burn and never come back on this earth again. We come against that spirit of video games that are destructive to the minds of our people. We come against that spirit right now of destruction, of hatred, of malice. We come against that spirit, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy it right now. You are a God of love. And we thank you right now for stopping that individual from committing suicide. We're watching you. Never again will you put those razors to your wrists. Never again will you try to take an overdose of medication. Never again will you take illegal drugs, crack, cocaine, marijuana. You're committing suicide on a daily basis. Stop them right now, Father God. Take away that want or desire for illegal drugs being planted in their bodies. Take away that desire right now. Trouble their mind and their spirit that they will not chase drugs any longer, but they will chase Jesus Christ. Let them get addicted to you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No more crack cocaine for our children, our husbands, our wives, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. No more crack cocaine, heroin. No more illegal drugs going into your system. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. Glory, hallelujah. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. Your body is a temple of God. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. And Father, we're going to trust you that you will deliver our children, husbands and wives, illegal drugs right now. They will not plant those illegal drugs in our community any longer. Stop them before they enter our community. Stop them before they enter into their homes. Stop them before it enters into the hands of our loved ones. Stop the jets, the planes, the trains, the private vehicles from bringing those illegal drugs into our community. The ships and the boats. Stop them right now, Father God. Touch the minds and hearts of those, Father God. Stop them right now, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory be to God. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. Healing is taking place in your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. We thank you, Father God, that our children, our loved ones will no longer have the desire for drugs. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing that mind. I decree and declare our loved ones will no longer have the desire to take illegal drugs. Thank you, Jesus. They will not be brought into our communities. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came, never to rise up again in our lives. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, glory be to God, for bringing families together in the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you, glory be to God, for coming into our homes, that our homes will be a house of prayer, a place of worship, serving you, the Almighty Living God. Thank you for the peace that surpassed all understanding. Thank you for that spirit of peace. Grant us peace in our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and souls. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. We thank you, Father, right now. Bless, Father God, Evangelist Jacquenita Taylor, for guide her and lead her. Let her know you said in your word you'll never leave her nor forsake you. The joy of the Lord is her strength. And this joy that we have, the world and give it to us, and the world can't take it away. Touch Dr. Alice Poole Davis, Father God, her husband, her children, her family in its entirety. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, touch his family in its entirety. His wife, Gwen Close, Deaconess Close, touch her right now. Glory, hallelujah. Send forth your healing power. Sister Greta, we are praying for you and the entire postal system. Hallelujah. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Bless Sister Greta in a very special way. All of her loved ones, touch them right now that they'll continue to yield to you, the Almighty Living God. We are praying for a miracle for Sister Greta right now, Father God. Truly a woman of God who loves you and love God's people. Bless her and her family in its entirety. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We are praying for a miracle for Sister Greta. We know you could do it. Have her to trust in you. Have her to obey you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless her with a fresh anointing. We're praying for the Shelton family and the loss of our Sheriff Shelton Stewart family. We're praying for you and the loss of your loved one. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Sister Jill in Miami. We're praying for you. Dr. Ron Green, we're praying for you. Miami, Florida, we're praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, right now for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, touching in mind, body, spirit, and soul. You are a healer, Father God. We know that you are. Praying man of God, powerful man of God, that have led many souls to Christ. And we thank you right now, Father God, for touching his mind, body, spirit, and soul, and his spouse, Sister Nettie Savage of New Union Baptist Church. We are praying for you, church family. We are praying for you, New Union Baptist Church. Brother Bobby Gladden, we are praying for you. Brenda Gladden, we are praying for you. Sister Esther and your entire family, we are praying for you. Deaconess Briscoe, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for the poor family, the Harvin family. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is keeping you. God is guiding you. And God is directing you. You may feel like you're all alone, but call upon the name of Jesus. Invite him into your heart, your mind, your spirit, and soul. Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. We know there's some decisions that you need to make. Call upon Jesus. Pray and meditate. He will have you to make the right decision. Glory, hallelujah. Evangelist Janet Griffith, God is able. God is able. God is able to keep you, guide you, lead you, and direct you. In the wee hours of the night, the evangelist Danny Griffith, begin to pray and seek the Lord. He has all the answers. We're praying for Jonathan, Victor, Christina, and the baby. He has all the answers. He will bring you through, my sisters and brothers. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Touch someone right now under the sound of my voice that's going through surgery this morning. Jesus, glory, hallelujah. Touch those knees. Touch the arteries. Touch the veins. Pastor Linda Smith, we're praying for you. Road to Life Ministries. We're praying for you, Pastor. God is truly able. Sister Barbara, we're praying for you. Gospel Tabernacle Church family, we're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. And your bishop, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able. Crystal Pope, we're praying for you. And the Department of Aging. Venezuela, we are praying for you. Iraq, we are praying for you. Ukraine, we're praying for the families, those that have lost loved ones, those that are involved in the war. We are praying for you that God will make a way out of no way, that God will bring you through this tragedy. The Bible tells us there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, but God is still in charge. We're praying for the families who have lost their homes, seeking food to eat, shelter, clothing. God, make a way out of no way for these families in Ukraine. Make a way for no way for the families in Russia. Make a way for no way out of no way for families in Africa that are seeking clean, fresh water. Make a way for no out of no way for those in West Germany, Italy, Iraq. Make a way out of no way for families. We are praying for you. 144 million. We are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, God is real. And he's real in our souls. For he has washed and made us whole. Cry out to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for healing that individual that wasn't aware of the Almighty Living God. But now, he or she can lift up their hands and give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you the praise. Thank you, Father God, for healing Victoria Wallace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for healing Delegate Melvin Stukes. Glory be to God. Pastor Rosie Cobia, we're praying for you and your church family. Pastor Victor Mines, First Lady Mines, we're praying for you. God is able. God will keep you. God will lead you and guide you. We're praying for you, Elder Don Smith and Elder Annette Smith. Mercedes, we're keeping you lifted up in prayer. God is able. Yes, he is. Call upon the name of Jesus. He will hear and answer your prayer. Umbala Shamba Ikala Shata. I feel a blessing coming on. I feel a blessing coming on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praying for our President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. We are praying for you that God will touch you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. That God will keep you in perfect peace. That you will obey our Almighty Living God. That you will cry out to you. Cry out to you, Almighty Living God, President Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Let the Lord lead and guide and direct you before you make any laws or regulations. Cry out to the Almighty Living God, President Joe Biden. Yield to him. We are praying that you would do what thus says the Lord. In times like these, we need a Savior. We don't need another law. We need a Savior. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. We're praying for you, Vice President Kamala Harris, and your husband and your spouse. We're praying for your family in its entirety, that the hand of God will be upon you and that he will guide you and lead you and direct you. We're praying for you members of Congress, the House of Representatives, the House of Delegates, every congressperson. We're praying for you that great and mighty things will happen in the city of Baltimore, the state of Maryland. Senators, congressmen, we're praying for you delegates. We're praying for you. Our governor, make a difference so that God will be pleased with what you've done these last 8 years. Make a difference in the lives of God's people. Let that be your track record, governors, making a difference in the lives of the people according to the will of God. Doing it God's way and not your way. Mayor Brandon Scott, we are praying for you. God is a good God. And yes, God is real. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are praying that God will continue to give you the strength, mayors and governors, delegates in the cities. We are praying for you. Missionaries, we are praying for you as you travel upon this earth, establishing churches, ministering to people all over the world. Evangelists, we are praying for you in your travels across the earth. God is able. Glory be to God. Deacon and deaconess, we're praying for you. Mm-hmm. That you'll be the backbone of the church. Trustees, we're praying for you. Men and women of God, in the body of Christ, we're praying for you. That you'll do it God's way and not your way. God is able. My sisters and my brothers, glory, hallelujah. Somebody's praying for you, had you on their mind, took the time and prayed for you. Glory, hallelujah. Reverend Apostle Teresa Mercer, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Pastor Reed, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Radio stations, TV stations, we are praying for you that you will deliver the word of God. And the will of God will take place in your life. Kings and queens, ambassadors, chancellors, presidents of colleges and schools and universities, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we are praying for our world leaders in Uganda. We are praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are praying for you, West Germany, Mexico, those that are trying to come across the borders. We are praying for you that Mexico, New Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, that you do what is right by your people. And God, make a way out of no way for the people that are in those countries, that you will get rid of the crime there. Bless them with the food that they need on their tables. Make a way out of no way that are living in Mexico and New Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they'll be blessed right where they are. Touch the presidents and give them the insight that they need and that wisdom that they need so that people can be blessed and not running from where they are. Bless them with food and shelter and clothing. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a waymaker. He's a God that could do anything but fail, my sisters and my brothers. And he hasn't failed you yet. Glory, hallelujah. I pray for divine healing right now in someone's body, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We come against arthritis and bursitis, those aches and pains. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Someone is having neck problems, shoulder problems. We come against those aches and pains right now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come against that COVID virus, monkeypox, other viruses, Father God, that are trying to creep into our lives. We pray that you destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. They will not come in the atmosphere. They will not hit our bodies. We pray for those that have taken the vaccines, Father God, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects of these vaccines. We come against that spirit right now, Father God, of destruction. Keep our bodies safe in the midst of taking these vaccines. Protect us right now from these viruses. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We're calling upon you for healing for someone right now. Kidney disease. We come against that kidney disease right now in the name of Jesus. You no longer need dialysis. No longer need dialysis. God, refurnish those kidneys right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We are praying for Vicky and Dr. Wright. Bernice Moore Wright, we are praying for Vicky. Melissa, we are praying for you right now in the name of Jesus. Christopher, praying, hallelujah, glory be to God. For the Moore family, God is able. God is keeping you. He's kept you throughout the years. And he will continue to send forth his healing power right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Someone, Father God, is suffering with dementia. Touch that mind in the name of Jesus. Dementia and Alzheimer's have no place in our minds, in our spirits. Yes, we can remember. Because the word of God says, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We will speak the word of God, the positive and not the negative. Hallelujah. God is a God that can do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. We pray for the individuals having a problem with their eyesight. Touch those eyes right now, Father God. You're the same God that gave sight to the blind man. You're the same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood. You're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. You're the same God that healed the man who's at the pool 38 long years. You're the same God that spoke to the woman at the well. You're the same God. And we thank you right now. The same God that fed the 5,000 plus. We thank you right now, Father God, for healing, deliverance taking place in the land. Touching, Father God, and healing our minds, our body, our spirits, and our souls. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to thank him this morning for setting your son and daughter free from drug addiction and alcoholism. Somebody ought to praise God this morning. God has not forgotten about you. You continue to be persistent with your prayers. You continue to be committed to the power of the Almighty Living God. You continue to invite him into your life. He is a gentleman. You got to invite him in. You got to want him for yourself. Seek the Lord while you have an hour, a time of opportunity. Apostle Margie Mercer, we are praying for you and your children. God is able. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., we are praying for you. God is able. He's a healer. Gregory Gilmore, Jr., we are praying for you and your pastor wife. We are praying for you and your children. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God is real. And God is with you because he said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Dr. Alberta V. Montgomery, Chancellor of Global Bible University, we are praying for you. God is able. He's keeping you. He's guiding you. Is leading you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prisoners, we are praying for you. Innocent guys behind bars and women, we are praying for you. God is able. God will keep you. God will protect you. Call upon the name of Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Something about that name, Jesus. Go into every hospital, nursing home. Hallelujah. Assisted living facility. Go into our city streets, Father God, and send down a spirit of protection upon your people right now. That the bullets will not continue to fly through the air. They will not have the weapons, illegal weapons. We pray for our police officers. We pray for our military, our veterans, that you'll keep them and guide them and protect them and keep them from seen and unseen danger. Bless our police officers and our sheriffs, Father God, our National Guard. We pray for them, Father God, that they will do the right thing and that people will be obedient to the laws of the land. We thank you right now for divine protection. We thank you, Father God, for hearing and answering our prayer. We pray for all of our young people. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Our senior citizens, protect them from seen and unseen danger. Send forth your healing hand upon this land. I decree and declare a spirit of healing to take place upon God's people. I decree and declare those that are unsaved will cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? And surrender to the almighty living God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon this land. I decree and declare healing, deliverance will take place upon this land. I decree and declare your finances will be placed in order. I decree and declare a spirit of love, agape love, unconditional love will be in your hearts, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. I decree and declare whatever it is that you stand in need of, God will make a way out of no way. I decree and declare the favor of God will rain down upon you this day and the days to come. Favor can get you what money can't get you. I decree and declare the safety as you travel to and fro will fall upon you right now on this day. Dr. Catherine Walker, we're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for you 24 hours a day. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Thank you and God bless you. Al Overseer, Archbishop Alamasi, we're praying for you and your king. May God continue to watch over you, keep you, guide you, and lead you, and the visions that you're sharing with God's people. God bless you. Be blessed in the Lord. God is a God of order. God is a God that can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. May you prosper in your work that God has designed for you to do. May you prosper in your assignments that God has given you. Seek the Lord while you have an opportunity. Invite him into your life. Bless our cities like they've never been blessed before. Bless our states, our counties. Bless the nation, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Tune in again on tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7. May God bless you and keep you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.